somebody ever, or have you ever seen anybody take juice from the hog head cheese and stir it up with cornmeal, maybe some meat, and cook it?
I can't say that I have, no.
Okay.
I've seen crackling bread a lot of times.
Crackling?
That's like the skin, the rind from bacon. They fry it real crisp and break it up and then put it in the cornmeal mixture. Uh-huh. That's called crackling bread.
Oh, because it kind of crackles when you eat it? Or
uh-huh.
Something. Yeah, it's pretty good. Huh?
Yeah, Morrison's even serves it now.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. Might have to go down there and check it out.
That's real good.
Have you ever heard any stuff called Scrapple?
Yeah, but that's not a Florida product. That's a Pennsylvania product.
I didn't know that.
Well, I've seen it in stores, Pennsylvania Scrapple.
Oh.
But they don't make it here.
Uh-huh. Ah, jeez. I think I'm getting old.
No, I just observe those things as
yeah.
I go in, you know.
Okay.
I doubt if you can buy that in Tampa, but you can buy it in St. Petersburg because there are a lot of northern people in St. Petersburg that are familiar with that. But
a lot of the Yankees down here.
Huh? That's right. But I doubt if you can buy it in Tampa anywhere.
Wow. It's another dissemination of lies. Okay, if you had kept butter too long,
it'd become rancid, huh?
Win for losing. Okay, what might you call thick sour milk that you keep on hand?
Thick sour milk?
Yeah.
Clabber?
Okay. What did you do with the clabber?
What did you do with the clabber?
Uh-huh.
Well, the cream separates from the bottom part of the, from the other part of the milk, and you take the cream off and make cream out of that, you know. And the clabber part that's left, you shake it up and call it buttermilk.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you know if they ever made a kind of cheese from clabber?
They probably do. I don't know anything about it. I know that we used to, and my granddaddy loved it, was to eat clabber by itself. He would take a dish or a big glass, fill it with clabber, and then he'd take this cane syrup and he'd pour it in there, you know, until it was about half full of syrup in that clabber, and then he'd eat it with a spoon, you know. He loved that stuff.
do you know if they ever with the clabber? Do you know if they ever make cottage cheese?
Yes, they do.
Out of clabber?
Yeah, that's right. I'm sorry, I forgot.
No, I mean, have you ever heard it called anything else, or would you call that cottage cheese?
Well, some people call it curds.
Mm-hmm.
But cottage cheese is a popular name.
Okay. Okay, what do you do with milk the first thing after milking?
Well, you have to, first thing you do is skim it, get any foam and so forth off of it, and then you have to cool it down.
Okay. Yeah. Do you ever pour it through something to get out some impurities?
Well, yeah, that'd be another form of skimming it, yeah.
Uh-huh.
You'd strain it.
Okay, okay. What is baked in a deep dish? It's something like apple pie, but it has a couple of layers of fruit and pastry.
Yeah. Well, it could be a cobbler.
Okay. 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 If somebody has a good appetite, you might say he sure likes to put away his...
Put away the food.
Okay. What might you call